Good morning to you, Paul.
Hello.
Good
very
morning.
Interesting.
Yeah, welcome to Radio Ulster. Paul,
you're not going to shout at me, I hope.
No, I'm not going to shout at you. You're from Radio 4's Money Box programme, of course, and this is about the big pension shake-up. Really interesting this, Paul. I'll tell you why it's interesting me. So I hit 41 this year, and I said all my life, not interested in pensions, I don't have one, don't want one. All of a sudden, I'm starting to think, hold on a second here, maybe they are a good thing.
Well, that's the key age when people start thinking that sort of thing. And you know what they also wish? I wish I'd started at 20,
yeah.
Because all that compound interest from 20 to 41 has just been wasted. But never mind, it's not too late. And the good thing about these new pension arrangements, OK, we might come on to some other bad things later, but the good thing is if you start paying in at any time, you know that you can take that money out once you reach 55 if you want to. And when it goes in, you'll get tax relief. And if you're very careful when it comes out, you might avoid a lot of the tax on it.
Yeah, it's all loaded language, this, with respect, Paul, isn't it? Because this is under the current government legislation. They can change it whenever they want. So if you're in your 40s now, who knows what the rules will be when you get the 50s, right?
Well, that is absolutely true. And, you know, even 2 years ago, just over a year ago, we wouldn't have known about what's happening, what happened over the weekend with pension freedom, as it's called. That is absolutely true. But one thing governments almost never do, and I have to say almost never, they almost never take away rights they've already given you. They might take them away for the future, but if you've started paying into a pension now under the current rules, then really the chances are you will be able to get it it may not be 55, it may go up to 57 or 60, depending on exactly how they arrange things. But at a fairly young age, compared to how long you're going to live, you'll be able to get hold of it. And a quarter of it will be tax-free. So it's almost like a tax-saving measure. You put in £1,000 out of your, you know, you pay no tax on that, and then you take out 250 quid tax-free, and you're taxed on the rest of it.
Yeah, so let's look at this new rule, which has come into force, essentially means that you can take, what is it, Paul, a quarter out tax-free?
Well, if you've got a pension pot, that means you've paid into it or your employer has paid into it, and it's just money that's sitting there with your name on it, normally called money purchase or defined contribution, there's all sorts of names for it, then that pot is yours. It's always been yours, but now, for the first time, really, you are guaranteed that you'll be able to take that money out when you want. And as you say, the first 25% of it, the first quarter of it, is free of tax. The problem is, though, the rest is added to your annual income and taxed as if it was an income this year. And that can mean it's taxed at quite a high rate of tax. What you can do to avoid that is to take out bits at a time over a period of time, and that means that you'll pay probably basic rate tax on it, but you won't be thrown into paying higher rate tax.
So now you have people with this dilemma that there's more flexibility. They can take up to a quarter of their pension pot out tax-free. If they do that and they, I don't know, they buy a car, they go on a big holiday, they buy a boat, then they're not exactly planning for their future, are they?
Well, this is the extraordinary thing, Stephen. The one thing you do not have to do now with your pension fund is buy a pension. You can do anything with it. That includes buying a pension if you want to, but you can do anything with it. So I do think that's a bit strange. And I was looking at what happened in Australia, because they've had this kind of freedom for 20 years or more now, and the pension pots there are getting very big because they put a lot of money into them. And about a third of the people take their money out and use it on either buying or improving their home or paying off a mortgage. About one in eight use it to pay off debts, and about one in five do use it to buy a car or a vehicle of some sort. Maybe not all of it, but that's a significant use of it. So people will be using it for that. And yes, when they run out, people often say this to me, what happens when I run out? Well, you'll have to rely on the state pension. And for people who are not yet retired, who are retiring from next April, the state pension will probably be around £8,000 a year. And you'll have to live on that.
You see, it's a gamble, isn't it? Clearly it's a gamble, because at 55, I guess, that's the time to spend your money while you've still got relative youth. And you hold all your money until you're in your 70s and you croak it in your late 60s and you never get to use your own money.
Well, this is the problem. None of us knows when we're going to die. If we knew when we were going to die, financial planning would be a lot easier. But we don't know. And the traditional thing to do with your pension fund is to buy what's called an annuity. Now, that's a guarantee from the from an insurance company that they will pay you a certain amount of income for the rest of your life, however long that is, whether it's 5 years or 50 years, they'll pay it to you. And that's guaranteed. And that means you have that certainty. But let me give you the figures. There was a woman I was talking to at the weekend on Moneybox. She had a pension pot of £20,000. Now, that might sound like quite a lot. She had a very low income. She relied pretty much on the state pension and another small pension. Didn't pay tax. She didn't earn above £10,500. Paid no tax. That £20,000 could be turned into a guaranteed income of about £65-70 a month for the rest of her life. She said, I don't need £65 or £70 a month for the rest of my life, but my goodness, I wouldn't mind £20,000. Now, she won't get £20,000 because there'll be tax to take off, but she'd get about £17,000 of that. And she could think of a lot of very useful things to do with that.
Really interesting. Paul, thank you as always, sir, for talking to us today. Thank
you.
My
pleasure.
Paul Lewis from Radio 4's Money Box programme, 10:15, 08459 555 67.